Here at the Majus Center of Reason and Faith, we often speak about the limits of science in relation to the question of God's existence. For example, in our various products, we've demonstrated that science cannot disprove God's existence. And furthermore, we've also demonstrated the softer position to be false as well. Namely, that although God may exist, science can completely explain the universe without the need for a transcendent creator. So we know there are limits to science when it comes to the question of God's existence. But one may ask, does science have anything positive to offer in the discussion on God's existence? In other words, is there any way by which science can help in the endeavor of establishing whether belief in God's existence is credible and responsible? And the answer is yes. Science can provide empirically based evidence that gives credence to the theistic worldview. And one way by which it does this is that it provides observational data taken from within the universe that strongly points to an absolute beginning of past time. And keep in mind that because the observational data is taken from within the physical universe, it's within the domain of the scientific method. Now, there are basically two sources of data from which we can pull in order to establish the finitude of past time. The first of which is space-time geometry proofs, which after a long history culminated and climaxed in 2003 when three world-renowned physicists came together to construct their proof, Drs. Arvind Borda, Alexander Vilenkin, and Alan Guth. The second source of data from which we can pull is the second law of thermodynamics, also known as the law of entropy. Now, I'm not going to go into the details for these data sources in this particular video cast. I simply want to introduce them. Our viewers can check out our website, majuscenter.com, for more information, or be on the lookout for more video casts that I'll be producing on these issues. In this video cast, I simply want to share briefly the implications that an absolute beginning of time has in the discussion of God's existence. First of all, an absolute beginning of physical time means an absolute beginning of physical reality. And the reason for this is that physical reality is conditioned by time. In other words, you can't have physical reality without time. The two go hand in hand. And you can check out Father Robert Spitzer's book, New Proofs for the Existence of God, for more information on this issue. Now, if physical reality had a beginning, well, then that would mean at some point a finite time ago, it came into existence. It went from a state of non-being to a state of being. Now, therefore, we can conclude, quote-unquote, prior to its coming into existence, physical reality was nothing, i.e. no thing, no space, no time, no matter, nothing. And keep in mind that nothing is not empty space or a subatomic vacuum state, as many physicists assert today. The vacuum state is a quantum state subject to the laws of physics. It's orientable, it's malleable, it has a low degree of energy, it contains fleeting electromagnetic waves that give rise to virtual particles. Particles coming into existence, canceling each other out, resulting in residual radiation. So the subatomic vacuum state is not nothing, it is still something. So as Father Robert Spitzer likes to say, don't try and sneak something into nothing. Just let nothing be nothing. Now, what can nothing do? Nothing. Why? Because it's nothing. As the ancient Greek philosopher Parmenides said so long ago in the 5th century BC, from nothing only nothing comes. And being that physical reality was nothing prior to it coming into existence, it could not have moved itself from nothing to something. Therefore, there must have been some transcendent reality, some transcendent being outside of space, time, and matter that brought physical reality into a state of existence from nothing, i.e. a creator. So this is the first way by which science can contribute positively to the discussion on God's existence, proving with a high degree of probability, a finitude of past time, thus a beginning of physical reality, which metaphysically necessitates a transcendent creator. Now, the second way by which science can help in the endeavor of establishing whether belief in God's existence is credible is that it can give evidence of finely tuned characteristics of the laws of physics that coincide with what exactly is needed for the development of life. These finely tuned laws of physics are called anthropic coincidences. Anthropic coming from the Greek word anthropos, which means human being. And as Dr. Stephen Bohr says in his book, Modern Physics and Ancient Faith, coincidences referring to how these laws of nature coincide with what exactly is needed for the development of life. Now, there are basically two categories of anthropic coincidences. The first category involves the initial conditions present at the Big Bang, such as the amount of matter and energy. The second category of anthropic coincidences involves the various universal constants, which are fixed numerical quantities that control the very laws of nature. Now, what's so fascinating about these conditions and constants is that they are so finely tuned for the evolution of life. If they were off by a minimal amount, our universe would be very different and inhospitable to any life form. Furthermore, the values of these conditions and constants could have been anything other than what they are, higher or lower, but they just so happen to be exactly what they need to be for the development of life. And being that the odds against our universe having these finely tuned characteristics are so high, many physicists have concluded that it is irresponsible and irrational to explain them by pure chance, which leads many to the conclusion that the most reasonable and responsible explanation is that these conditions and constants were set by a super intelligent creator. So, in summary, science can contribute positively to the discussion on God's existence and give credence to the theistic worldview. First of all, by showing with a high degree of probability of the finitude of past time, and thus the beginning of physical reality, as well as giving evidence for the finely tuned characteristics of the laws of physics, which would imply a super intelligent creator. If anyone is interested in learning more about these particular types of scientific evidence for God, they can visit our website, www.majuscenter.com.